Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
happy 2023 listening family. This will be your best year yet in Jesus' name. Now say that with me three times. 2023 will be my best year yet. 2023 will be my best year yet. I can't hear you. 2023 will be my best year yet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now that's the way you start the new year. Welcome, listening family, to the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Lachelle Anderson, and our Street Love purpose is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org and learn more about the Street Love Ministry. Father, we honor you today and always for being such a good, devoted, and loving Father. You allowed us to see a new year, and we pray your anointing over this 15 minutes together. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, the Bible tells us in Mark 11:23 that we'll have what we say. oh, I'm not feeling good. I think I'm coming down with something. Well, guess what? You are coming down with something because you're saying it. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. Guess what? That's what you're going to stay. That's what you're going to have. I'm starting a new business. I'm starting a new business. I'm going to get married. Whatever you're believing for, you're saying it. God's going to honor it. The Bible says, and I'm getting ahead of myself, at the beginning of the year, we usually start thinking of changes or new things we'd like to implement in our lives, such as writing a vision board, starting a new workout, going back to school, or maybe some type of change. The world refers to it as a New Year's resolution. And a resolution is defined as a firm decision to do or not do something. I propose to you that you should be speaking God's resolutions over your life this new year, but to do it daily. The title of today's message is Speak God's Resolutions. Say that with me. Speak God's resolutions. Now, what are God's resolutions, you ask? That's a good question. They are God's firm decision to do for you. Hallelujah. And they are as follows. In the Old Testament, in Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, for you to have an expected end." In the New Testament, 3 John 1:2, he starts off by saying, "Beloved." Now just think about that for a moment. When was the last time someone said or called you beloved? That is just to me so beautiful. "Beloved, I wish above all things, that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." And your soul represents mind, will, and emotions. So he's saying here, I want you not only to prosper in your body and in your health, but I want you to prosper in your mind, your will, and your emotions. And when you prosper in all those areas, you'll have success. Glory to God. Throughout the entire Bible, God's resolution for you is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It has not changed. God has not changed his plan for you or me or the resolution he wants for you. And when you speak his resolutions over your life, the Bible says he's searching his word to perform it. That means when you say, "I believe I'm going to start this business. I believe I'm going to have health. I believe I'm healed in Jesus' name." Guess what? God's got to perform it because he's not a liar, and what he says, he has to perform it. Glory to God. And when you say it, you're lining up with his words. He has to perform it. Glory to God. Now let's look at someone in the Word of God who spoke God's resolution and got God's results. Glory to God. We're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I really would suggest that you read this whole chapter, 2 Chronicles 20. It's really full of a situation where this king, Jehoshaphat, is in a battle and all the things he hears from God on how to handle it. And it really resonates on how we should handle things as well. So in verse 12, we find that he's in this battle and he's going to God and he says the following, "O our God, wilt thou not judge them?" Meaning the people who are coming against them. He says, "For we have no might against this great company, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." Glory to God. So we read of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. He's in this battle, but he ends it by saying, "But our eyes are upon thee." Now, where do we hear that again in the Bible? In Psalms 121:1, it says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help." Why are we looking up? Because that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. So when Jehoshaphat spoke God's resolution to keep his eyes on the Lord, here is God's response in verse 15. So we're still in 2 Chronicles 20. We're going to 15, part B. And it says, thus saith the Lord unto you, Jehoshaphat, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, all these bills, all these diseases, everything coming against you. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. They spoke God's resolution and were comforted with God's resolution. And it's going to be the same for you as well. When you speak God's resolutions daily, he will battle whatever is trying to come against you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let me address a personal experience. Every month before I do the free lunch and prayer street outreach, I do my daily God resolutions, which is really just speaking God's words. And I say, this month's street ministry will be the best yet, with signs, wonders, and miracles following in Jesus' name. I just keep saying that, and I keep saying it. And every month, the pastor says to me, Sister Shelley, you must have a direct line to the Father, because each month it outdoes the month before. You see, I speak it, I believe it, and God performs it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this week's Street Love Action Challenge for you is to speak God's resolution every day, believe it, and watch God perform it for you. Now, here are a few to help you start it. Repeat the following God resolutions with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have the mind of Christ. I abide in God, and his words abide in me. I am the head and not the tail. By his stripes, I am healed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This will be your best year yet. Continue to speak God's resolutions over your life daily and watch how God stands by his firm decision to make it come to pass. Hallelujah. Well, listening family, this ends this week's Street Love message, but we can't end without offering an invitation for you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to know what God's resolutions are? Do you want to receive his resolutions in your life? Well, Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So repeat after me if you would like to receive Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe you sent your son Jesus just for me. I open up my heart to receive Jesus. I believe he died, was buried, and rose again. And right now, I am saved. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. Glory to God. You did it. Hallelujah. Now, just a few announcements. We ask you to help a Street Love message to a church near you. You can do it as follows. Invite Street Love Ministry to come to your church. We'll teach you how to effectively witness and offer prayer right in front of your church. You can donate. We ask that you prayerfully consider sending us $5. And the third way is if you're looking for a guest speaker at your next event, I'm more than willing to prayerfully consider coming to your church. Just let me know. Glory to God. You can do that by contacting or donating at freelunchandprayer.org. Now, just as a reminder, my Street Love 15-minute message is every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you'll follow us and share with your friends and loved ones. You can also follow us on social media. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Father, we thank you for another 15-minute power message to teach us to speak your resolutions daily. We ask that you direct our steps and watch over us until we meet again. Bless each listener to know you as their Father, Counselor, and Provider. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, Happy New Year. And remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah. I love you. Have a blessed week.